It's time for business news. Here's Adam Maguire.
Thanks, Mary. Around 1.7 million overseas visitors came to Ireland between January and March, according to new figures from the Irish Tourism Industry Confederation. That's down 16% on the same pre-pandemic period of 2019. Owen O'Mara Walsh, the CEO of ITIC, he joins me in the studio now. There had been hopes that tourism would come back to pre-pandemic levels this year. Not a great start. So is it already looking unlikely that that's going to happen?
Well, figures we've just compiled, Adam, as you said, show that for the first quarter of the year, there was 1.7 million international visitors, which is 16% down on pre-pandemic levels. We never anticipated to get back to full recovery for Irish tourism until about 2025, 2026. So the recovery is in train, but still some time away. The first quarter is always worth about 20% of the annual tourism year. So the big months really are the months that are coming up.
In the figures, you say that mainland Europe and North America was recovering quite well. The British numbers are still soft. Any reason for that?
Well, it's mainly Brexit related, and the UK economy is weak, and that's why British numbers are soft. The American market is the really important one for Irish tourism, particularly this year, and that's performing well. There's lots of transatlantic access, particularly with Aer Lingus. The dollar is strong, and Ireland is well received in the States. That's the key market, and that's the one we really hope continues to perform well over the summer.
As you say, the second and third quarters are the most important in terms of tourism numbers. How are things looking at the moment?
Well, there's concern on a number of fronts. I think demand will be okay. I think there'll be interest in coming to Ireland. The air axis is there, the sea axis is there. That's okay. It's on the supply front that we're worried. And there's a couple of particular areas. One is car hire. You had a story just a moment ago about the shortage of cars, and that affects the rental market as well. But the big issue, I think, is around the shortage of tourism accommodation. And it's one of the unintended consequences of the government's over-reliance on the tourism accommodation stock to house refugees and asylum seekers. Latest data we have from the Department of Integration shows that about a third of all tourism beds in regional Ireland are now no longer available to the tourism economy. And that does have unintended consequences, not necessarily for the hotels or guest houses, who after all get remuneration from the government, but the downstream tourism businesses, the restaurants, the cafes, the tourist attractions, the inbound operators, they're the ones that will suffer. And that's something that really concerns us.
This day, 2 weeks ago, you appeared in front of an Oireachtas committee, and this was one of the big issues that came up as part of that. Anything since then that gives you hope that there will be some kind of a solution or at least aid for the sector?
Unfortunately not. If anything, the kind of numbers are inching up, and that's what we're concerned about. We've called for some time for a comprehensive plan from government as to how refugees and asylum seekers are to be housed over a 2 year period. Because remember, this crisis is not a 2-3 month crisis. This crisis is a 2-3 year crisis. Even if the war in Ukraine magically ended tomorrow, those poor people don't have any homes to go back to. So we've called on the government to put together a comprehensive plan. It should be led by the Department of Taoiseach, such as its seriousness, and that plan should state clearly how much modular homes, how much unused vacant dwellings, state institutions, all the other forms of accommodation that are to be used, as opposed to just tourism and hospitality premises. Tourism will play its part, but we can't be the primary accommodation provider.
You mentioned a moment ago the importance of North American visitors. Of course, the US President started his visit to Ireland last night. Pictures of that trip likely to make their way back to the US. Is there a hope it could generate a pickup in demand from North American visitors?
Yeah, I think it's a very positive development. I mean, he's here for 4 days, which is a long period. He's in Belfast at the moment. He's coming to Dundalk and then Dublin and then over to the Wild Atlantic Way. And all that footage will be in American living rooms over a 4 day period. So it's very positive. I think one of the interesting things is that it's the 25th anniversary of the Good Friday Agreement. And tourism was actually chosen as part of the Good Friday Agreement as an all-island sector. So we're promoted overseas as an all-island sector. So I think it's fitting that President Biden is here, and I think it'll be a positive for Irish tourism.
It may lead to somewhat of a Biden bounce for the sector this year and maybe into the future as well. Owen O'Mara Walsh, CEO of the Irish Tourism Industry Confederation, thank you very much for joining us.